Project management for ETO or improvements. Products that are ETO are implemented using project management, as are other types of improvements such as technology implementations. Projects have a much higher chance of success when they are guided by standards such as those defined in a guide to the Project Management Body of Knowledge or PMBOK Registered Trademark Guide, which is published by the Project Management Institute. Projects are temporary endeavors that have unique deliverables. They have a definite beginning and an end. Regular operations, not projects, are used to produce standard products or products that are customized within a certain range. Projects, on the other hand, are needed when deliverables must be based on unique customer requirements, which is why engineer-to-order uses project management. Technology implementations need one-time deliverables that are customized to the organization's requirements, so these also use project management. Two basic types of project management will be discussed here, but regardless of the type, projects need clear assignment of responsibilities. All projects need to have a formal charter signed by authorized executives that appoints a project manager or equivalent, formally approves the use of funds and resources up to a limit, sets forth high-level timelines, risks, trade-offs, and assumptions, and has SMART criteria for determining the degree to which the project is a success. This document should be brief, such as one page. One or more executives should also champion or sponsor the project. This role maintains enthusiasm for the project and champions the project's importance and the need for the ideal state to be achieved. Project team members need to have the right skills to be involved because teams are customized to the specific need. This ensures that teams are lean and effective. Team member selection criteria also include availability during the portion of the project in which the person will be needed. While full-time participation improves results, any part-time participation needs to be specifically allocated to the project and approved by the person's functional manager. Other stakeholders also need clear roles, and these can be indicated by using a RACE-C, Responsible, Accountable, Consult, Inform, Matrix, as shown in Exhibit 1-91. Only one person can be accountable for a given part of a project, for example, accountable for success or failure. But multiple people can be assigned responsibility for executing a particular task. Some people, like subject matter experts, will need to be consulted for their feedback. Other people, such as executives, just need to be kept informed. As shown in Exhibit 1-92, the project manager is responsible for communicating with the various stakeholders. The dotted line shows how team members allocated from functional areas need to communicate with their supervisors when a portion of their time is devoted to ongoing operations work. A formal kickoff meeting can help formalize these roles, generate enthusiasm, and ensure ongoing communication. Exhibit 1-92, Project Manager and Communication. In addition to the right team members being selected for the team as a unit needs to become high-functioning. Psychologist Bruce Tuckman proposed that teams do not begin their group existence as a highly productive unit. Instead, the group evolves in stages toward greater functionality, per Exhibit 1-93, so project managers need to understand this and promote team advancement to higher levels of maturity. Exhibit 1-93, Tuckman Ladder of Team Development. During forming, team members are trying to understand their roles. During storming, the team may begin to question the project's objectives, and the project manager needs to work hard to enforce ground rules and expectations. During norming, teams grow in confidence and project managers facilitate collaboration and sustain motivation. During performing, the team is at peak efficiency and project managers help with long-term skill development. During adjourning, lessons learned are captured, successes are celebrated, and teams are disbanded. Traditional project management. For projects with requirements that can be frozen early on, traditional, sometimes called predictive, project management techniques can be used, and this will help control project costs and keep the project on its deadline. Constructing a facility or a ship for a client are good examples of ETO projects that typically use some form of traditional project management. The phases, from initiating to planning to execution to closing, are performed sequentially, somewhat like a STET waterfall, with monitoring and controlling performed throughout. However, even in traditional projects, the work unfolds through a process the PMBOK guide describes as progressive elaboration. This means that as a project moves through its phases, there is a continual feedback loop that uses information being gained through project work to make planning and execution more focused, accurate, and efficient. The work done during the planning phase is most critical to a traditional project's success. Even though, as Exhibit 1-94 shows, the largest cost accumulation occurs during the executing phase, planning represents the largest opportunity to affect project cost. Activities and risks that are poorly planned will contribute to increased costs later, a trend that is very difficult to reverse or correct. Exhibit 1-94, Project Costs by Phase. Included in the project plan are the critical project baselines. Scope baseline. The scope baseline includes the following. Project scope statement. A clear description of the project's objectives, a list of deliverables, and clarification about what the deliverables include and do not include. Project management notes that the scope statement is a key document since it validates the project's scope plan, the project manager's and project team's perception of deliverables, against the customer's statement of work, the customer's perception of deliverables. Work breakdown structure, WBS. The primary planning tool for organizing project work, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a hierarchical description of a project in which each lower level is more detailed. The WBS is critical since it provides the basis for planning project material, resources, cost, and timing, and for identifying project risks. The WBS should include 100% of what will be done on the project. If it is not on the WBS, it is out of scope. Project schedule. The schedule is perhaps subdivided for important deliverables or phases that have go/no-go decision points. If approved, the schedule can be revised during the course of the project. Schedules can be represented using Gantt charts or various types of diagrams that show which activities can be done sequentially versus which can be done in parallel. Project budget. The budget includes direct and indirect costs. Project reserve funds the project manager can use for possible cost overruns, and separate management allocated reserve funds that may be available to the project on management's approval. The budget may be allocated to stages reflective of the resources used in each stage. The project manager will monitor and control the project against these baselines. Regular and reliable reports are vital for scope control. The project manager will reject or put off changes to the scope unless formally approved by a change control board and additional funds and schedule are provided. This is to help avoid scope creep, customer requests for extra work, or goal plating. Team members do unasked for work. The change control board reviews formal change requests to assess the changes for budget/schedule feasibility, technical merit, and potential for integration impact. Approved changes result in updated project baselines. As needed and at the close of the project, the project manager will end team member assignments and close contracts with providers. This helps control project costs. The customer will review deliverables and accept or reject them. Additional work requested after formal approval will require new contractual arrangements and costs, so it is vital to carefully inspect deliverables prior to formal acceptance. Agile project management. Projects that involve technologies such as software or new ETO equipment, or that require prototypes may have a high degree of variability and may require customer-driven changes at all stages, even late in the project. This way, the project can be responsive to competitor actions, to information learned from prototype feedback, and so on. For such projects, an agile project methodology is recommended. Basically, the various agile methods use intense customer participation, regular iteration with planning just for that iteration, and incremental planning to enable rearranging the priority of work on a regular basis. A key benefit of agile methods is that they can turn innovation into results much faster than traditional project management. For software, for example, a first release called a minimum viable product is created to get the product functioning at a basic level quickly, and then future releases add functionality in stages. Scrum is an agile project management technique that can be used for projects with a lot of requirements variability. Scrum is a rugby term that implies that the team needs to move forward as a unit by letting various members take the lead as needed. Scrum can be used to prioritize and reprioritize continuous improvement tasks or mini projects, for example, Kaizen events, such as to alleviate a new bottleneck area. The basic process is to create a visual board that has cards with all the work to do, a backlog in the first column, all the work in process, perhaps in various stages in one or more columns, and the work that is done in a final column. This is called a Kanban board or Scrum board. It was inspired by lean Kanban boards. The team meets on a regular basis and plans tasks that can be done before the next regular meeting. Each fixed time period is called a sprint or iteration. In the meeting, the team can reprioritize the items in the backlog, moving the most important cards to the top, and update the status of tasks by moving a card to a new column. A goal is to keep the team focused on current work before starting too many new things. The team also meets briefly on a daily basis, a daily stand-up, to discuss what they did, what they are doing, and any problems. At the end of the sprint, they review lessons learned and decide on ways to improve the process, a retrospective. Rather than using a formal project manager, a Scrum Master is used. This person ensures that the Scrum methodology is used and works to remove obstacles while letting various team members take the lead as needed. A product owner role represents the needs of the customer. This could be an internal customer,